most friendly, most non-drunk, most undruggy, most not obnoxious, and you didn't have to wait all day to get in. I mean, everyone in New York City, by the time the ball drops, their legs are crossed because they have to go to the bathroom so bad.
You've probably been to Times Square
a few
times.
By the way, this is my 10th year.
10th year lifting the ball?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Who keeps the ball?
I do.
Okay.
It used to be Teddy Franklin, but he's now in jail. And then before that,
Prentice Thomas.
Prentice Thomas did it.
How old is this ball?
The original.
Well, it's about 20 years old.
Over there on the marquee of the Little Arcade.
When I first came here 27 years ago, I saw this ball dropping over here. There was a clock. I said, "Why aren't the lights on?" "Oh, we can't get the electricity to it." And I was thinking how we could get electricity to it, because I wanted to see the lights on. So Randy Deaton owned the store back then, and that's when he owned the store 10 years ago is when I coaxed him into letting me do it. What do we get? We have about 1,000 people here every year. And I call it the Yellow Springs family. See, I was a substitute teacher, so I know a great deal of these people. So it's pretty much a family gathering, and it's really neat for me.
Your name again?
Lance Rudiger.
Okay, thanks. Tell me about your free cake.
This is called a chess bar square. It's kind of a cheesecake. The more important thing about the cake is that I've lived in Yellow Springs over 35 years. And this summer I started selling my baked stuff in the farmer market. And all my friends and neighbors have been so supportive. Half of the people that buy my stuff, they're people that know me, love me. And so I'm paying back. Like,